Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Tuesday, December 10th, 2019. I'm Sarah Lane. Apple has sued Gerard Williams, CEO of semiconductor upstart Nuvia, claiming that the former employee broke his employment agreement while setting up his new enterprise. Williams oversaw the design of Apple's custom mobile ARM-compatible processors for almost 10 years, but quit in February of 2019 to head up the new founded Nuvia, which came out of stealth mode in November and designed silicon chips for data center systems. Apple's lawsuit alleges that Williams was preparing to leave Apple to start his own business, but used iPhone processor design to create his new company. Lawyers for Apple CEO Tim Cook claim he also tried to lure away staff away from Apple in breach of his contract. In other Apple news, the company launched a previously announced new feature for Apple Card, allowing cardholders to buy a new iPhone, then pay it back over 24 months with no interest. Apple is also offering 6% back on all Apple purchases made from December 10th through December 31st, 2019, which includes purchases made at Apple stores, on Apple.com, or through the Apple Store app. The trial to stop T-Mobile from buying Sprint began Monday, led by New York and California State Attorneys General. The attorneys say a plan to combine the number 3 and number 4 wireless carriers in the U.S. would raise prices, especially for users of prepaid plans. The companies argue that a stronger combined company will result from the proposed $26.5 billion takeover and will push down prices for consumers. Facebook said in a letter to U.S. Attorney General Bill Barr, U.K. Home Security Preeti Patel, Australian Minister for Home Affairs Peter Dutton, and former U.S. Homeland Security Secretary Kevin McLean, that it would not weaken end-to-end encryption across its messaging apps. The letter is in response to a letter by Barr that was sent to Facebook in October, raising concerns that Facebook's end-to-end encryption in WhatsApp and Messenger apps would prevent law enforcement agencies from finding illegal activity such as child sexual exploitation, terrorism, and election meddling. The US, UK, and Australian governments had asked that Facebook either design a backdoor in its encryption protocols or otherwise let law enforcement gain access to user content. Google announced the first feature drop for its Pixel line of phones, a plan to add new features every month. U.S. Pixel 4 users will get an update to call screening. It will also filter out robocalls and answer unknown numbers automatically while providing a transcript. Photos will now be able to add portrait mode to photos that you've already taken. Duo gets an auto framing to center the camera around people, along with background blur and smooth display. Intel has created a cryogenic control chip codenamed Horse Ridge for quantum computing. Intel Labs, QU Tech, and TU Delft can use the chip to control multiple qubits. Horse Ridge is an integrated system on a chip with simplified control electronics built with Intel's 22-nanometer FinTech tech. It minimizes distance and cables and operates at warmer temperatures, reducing the cooling challenge. Rather than chasing quantum supremacy, the chip is designed to achieve quantum practicality. That's something that IBM calls quantum advantage, meaning it can handle problems conventional computers can't at a faster pace. Back to some Google news. The company announced its incognito mode will arrive on Maps for iOS in the coming days after the feature first came to Android. Incognito mode prevents places from being saved to a signed-in Google account. When enabled, locations you search for and navigate to won't be linked to your account, and you won't see personalized features within Maps, such as restaurant recommendations based on where you've been to previously, and your location history won't be updated continuously either. And finally, Visco has acquired Rylo, a video editing startup founded by the original developer of Instagram's Hyperlapse, for an undisclosed amount. Rylo is known for its 360-degree camera capable of creating cinematic video in 5.8K resolution. As part of Visco, Rylo will focus exclusively on building out video editing tools for mobile, and the company tells TechCrunch it will no longer continue to manufacture and sell its 360-degree camera, but will continue to honor the warranty on previously sold cameras. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com. You can find show notes and links to all headlines there as well. I'm Sarah Lane. Thanks for listening. Talk to you next time.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone. My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.